Greetings, friends, and I hope I can still call you friends because in our last program I said some very, very strong things. But I talked about idolatry because I'm trying to warn you to avoid idolatry because idolatry is a sin. And if you sin, you shall die. Unrepented of sin will lead to eternal death. And because I love you and want for you to live, I speak the truth to you in love. And so today I'm going to continue on our topic about idolatry because it's a sin that so many people feel like they are not committing because they're not bowing down to a graven image that's been carved out. But there are many other forms of idolatry. So again, my question to you, my friends, is are you committing idolatry? Idolatry is a transgression of the first commandment, which says, "Thou shalt not have any gods before me." And idolatry can come in the form of carving an image of God and bowing down to worship it, but that's not the only form of idolatry. Idolatry can also be following false teachings about God. So we are creating an image of God that is not true. It's putting a false image before the true God. So the first commandment says, "Thou shalt not have any gods before me." So that includes any false gods, any false teachings about God. Now, there are many false teachings that we find about God in Islam, for instance, or Judaism, or Buddhism, or Catholicism, or Protestantism, and any other ism that there is out there. Now, I'm not saying that the people who follow these false teachings are evil people, but I am saying that the people who follow these false teachings are giving heed to the evil one, who is Satan the devil. Satan is a deceiver, and Satan has deceived the whole world. That's in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 9. And in the previous program, I talked about how Satan has deceived primarily the Christian world into believing that Christmas honors Christ. But be not deceived. Christmas is a pagan holiday concocted by Satan to lead people away from worshiping God in spirit and in truth. Christians should not be observing pagan holidays. Christians should be observing God's holy days. And we have a booklet on our website that teaches you all about God's holy days. You can log on to our website at www.icugod.org and you can find this article about God's holy days. It's free for the asking. Of course, you can also log on to the website, find out our phone number, give us a call if you want to do that, and we can talk to you more about it. But Satan wants to lead people into idolatry because sin leads to death. And idolatry is a transgression of the first commandment, which says, "Thou shalt not have any gods before me." That is a sin. Sin is a transgression of God's law, which is defined by God's commandments. And sin leads to death. So again, God lovingly warns us to avoid death by avoiding idolatrous practices such as Christmas. But there's also New Year's that's celebrated in January. That's a pagan festival. Has nothing to do with Christianity. And also the pagan festival of Easter, which has nothing to do with Christianity. Now, I'm going to help you to notice through the scriptures how idolatry and death are inextricably intertwined. I'm not going to go into the details in this program about exactly how Christmas and Easter and even New Year, which are considered Christian festivals and have their origin in false Christianity, I'm not even going to go into how those specifically are idolatrous practices. In general, I just want you to see how idolatry and death, which results from the sin of idolatry, are inextricably intertwined. So let's turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and we'll read verses 1 through 12. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and it's in verses 1 through 12. Here it says, and this is Paul speaking, "Brothers, I will say brothers and sisters to you, or friends, I do not want you to be ignorant that all of our fathers," speaking of the Israelites, "all of our fathers were under the cloud and passed through the sea. They had God with them. and all were baptized to Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food. They had the words of God, just like you and I have the words of God. They had the words of God. They had God's presence with them, just like many of us have God's presence with us. And they all drank the same spiritual drink. Now, why can God say that? Through the Apostle Paul. For they all drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Christ is the God of the Old Testament, the one that was working with the Israelites. God the Father and God the Son have always existed, not in that relationship. They didn't become the Father and the Son until Christ was born of Mary, but those two beings have always existed in the God family. And it was Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, who was with the Israelites in the Old Testament. God the Father was not with them. It was Jesus the Christ. He was the rock that followed them. That's what's clearly said by Paul. And so, goes on to say, but with many of them, God was not well pleased, and therefore they were scattered in the wilderness. Now, these things are our examples, and we need to learn from these examples today. These things are our examples. Why? So that we should not be lusters after evil as they also lusted. Nor should we be idolaters, and this is the point I want to focus on today. Nor should we be idolaters, even as some of them. Now, how are they idolaters? It says, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. What does this mean? How is this idolatry? Well, the particular idolatry which is being referred to here is the worship of the golden calf that was made by Aaron. And that's found in Exodus chapter 32 and in verses 1 through 10. So we're going to read that and then come back to Corinthians. So let's turn, please, to Exodus chapter 32, and we'll read verses 1 through 10 to see specifically details about this idolatrous practice. The people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain. This is when he went up to receive the Ten Commandments from God. It says, the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain. So they said to Aaron, make us gods who shall go before us. For this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. He might be dead. Now these people were saying that Moses was the one who brought them up out of the land of Egypt. They were not even giving honor to God. They were saying that it was Moses, and so therefore they wanted some other god before them. And that's exactly what they said. Make us gods who shall go before us. And God plainly says, you shall have no other god before me. And so what happens is Aaron responds by saying, okay, give me all of your golden earrings. And he took them from their hands. And then he fashioned all of this gold with an engraving tool until he made it into a molten calf. And Aaron proclaimed, these are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Then Aaron even built an altar before it. And then he made another proclamation saying, tomorrow is a feast to Jehovah. Now, Aaron did not have any right to establish a festival in honor of God. God is the one who says which festivals honor him, and we are supposed to follow them. We don't create something out of our own minds and say these are feasts to God. That's blasphemy. That's an abomination. These are worthless traditions. Now notice what happens. They rose up early the next day and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. They were thinking that they were actually doing something good, but they were deceived. They were doing something wrong. They created a pagan festival, a pagan tradition to honor God. But God was not honored with it. Notice God's response. And Jehovah God said to Moses, go, get down, for your people whom you brought out of the land of Egypt are corrupted. In other words, God was saying, those people don't respect me. They think that you did it. Well, you go down there and deal with them. They have turned aside quickly out of the way, which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed to it, and said, These are our gods who brought us up out of the land of Egypt. So Jehovah said to Moses, These are stiff-necked people. My wrath has become hot against them, so I will consume them. Notice there that idolatry was tied in with death. Now going back to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, after it says that the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play, notice what else happens. It says, We should not commit fornication, as some of them fornicated, and 23,000 fell in one day. Nor let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted him. They did tempt Christ, and they were destroyed by serpents. Nor let us murmur, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed by the destroyer. And all these things happened to them as examples, and it is written for our warning, on whom the ends of the world have come. Take heed, you who think you stand, lest you fall. If you are involved in these idolatrous pagan practices, such as Christmas and Easter, then you think you stand because you believe that these pagan festivals actually honor God. But take heed, you who think you stand, lest you fall. Now let's turn over to Matthew chapter 15, and we'll read verses 3 through 9, because this is from that same Jesus that walked with Israel. The same Jesus is speaking to us in Matthew chapter 15 in verses 3 through 9. Jesus asked, Why do you transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, Honor your father and mother, or you will die. But you dishonor your parents by saying, I can't help you in your time of need, because I need money to give to God. So you have voided the commandment of God by your tradition. Hypocrites! Well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people draws near to me with their mouth, and honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And so this alludes to another principle that Jesus taught us when he said, How can you say that you love God whom you have not seen, when you do not love your brothers whom you have seen? So these people were being hypocrites by developing these traditions, saying, Oh, we need to set aside this portion of our money for God. And yet they were forsaking the very people who needed help. And so that was a vain tradition. And I'm saying to you that there are vain traditions such as Christmas and Easter that you can study in an encyclopedia. You can study in Catholic literature and much Protestant literature, where they will tell you that these are pagan festivals, that these are not truly Christian festivals, that they don't have their origin in Christianity, but they have had Christianity slapped on them. You can read this for yourself. Again, that's not my point, to go through the specifics. My point is to help you to see that idolatry is a sin, and that sin leads to death, because I want you to avoid idolatry so that you can avoid death. And that's why I say at the beginning, friends, because I speak the truth to you in love. God says that sin sucks life out of the soul, which leaves us with death.